Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Connor Happer, Josh Hodson back with you on a Monday edition of the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Two new people on the wheel today. Josh has sprinted over the corner, grab his wheel. I haven't seen it updated yet. I didn't get the chance to look at it. Oh, looks like I see a Hugh Freeze on there. Yeah. On how about Ndamukong Suh, who is on the master list of names.
I believe he didn't volunteer the same way Mina Kimes did, but there was a Twitter.
He did a tweet. I don't know what it said, though.
And then that sort of spurned the, why don't we just get Ndamukong Suh to coach the team?
I suppose I could probably go back and find it. How often do we think Suh tweets?
He tweets a lot about how to properly invest your money.
He does. So when did Frost get fired? September
9/11. Never forget.
A lot of financial advice in here.
like a lot.
Here is the tweet from September 11th from Ndamukong Suh that has qualified him to be on this list. If anyone's asking, I'm ready to be head coach.
That's right.
People are asking.
Paul Christ, not qualified.
Also, the next day on the 12th, he followed this up, by the way. Will Compton did a tweet that had that listed all of the names, and some of them were jokes and some of them were not. Suh responded to that tweet and says, why is my name not in bold?
Ooh.
So he, at least as of like 3 weeks ago, he really wanted this thing. Haven't heard from him since. Okay. Let's spin it.
Okay.
Here he might not be the pick, by the way, again today. We'll look into some resumes. There's the mic right close to the wheel. Oh, listen to that sound. That's a real wheel, folks. And today, we end up on... Kentucky coach Mark Stoops.
This is an interesting one.
He was one of the names who... probably right away, people put up there as like... yeah, you can try or go ahead. I'd like to see this guy. Look, he built Kentucky. Pretty good job by him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here are the bona fides for Mark Stoops, who has been the Kentucky head coach since 2013.
Oh, wow.
Went to Iowa. People forget that. Youngstown, Ohio guy.
We've done that before.
Yep. Coached in high school for a couple years in Ohio, South Florida, Wyoming, Houston, Miami, Arizona, Florida State, all on the defensive side of the ball before ending up at Kentucky in 2013. He is 63-54 as a head coach. He is 4-2 in bowls. He was the SEC Coach of the Year in 2018. He has led Kentucky to the following final records: 2-10, 5-7, 5-7, 7-6, 7-6, 10-3, 8-5, 5-6 in 2020, 10-3 last year, and 4-1 to start the season this year. Of course, coming off a loss over the weekend to Mississippi, Ole Miss.
Lane Kiffin got those fans in the stands.
Yes.
And then they proceeded to fight each other.
They went to the SIP and then they fought each other.
While wearing blazers and asking, do you know who my daddy is?
Super weird.
Very.
Super weird in Mississippi.
Absolutely.
So this is Mark Stoops, who makes $6.75 million a year, by the way.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Not insignificant, and is how old would you guess Mark Stoops is? Have you seen this?
I have not.
Go ahead, give us a shot.
I will say 48.
Mark Stoops is 55.
Hmm. Okay.
That's, I mean, that's kind of right in the prime coaching age, I would say. Maybe a little high.
Mm-hmm.
But we begin the report card. Gettability. Likelihood he would leave the current spot for Nebraska. He's in the SEC. He's got Kentucky kind of rolling a little bit, quote unquote rolling. And I think that would be sort of the expectation at Nebraska. You'd have to pay him more than $7 million to come here and be the head coach. I wouldn't call this like a pipe dream for Nebraska. He's on that sort of edge of, I don't think he's had enough success to call him like, this is the pipe dream coach, but he has sort of the qualifications that you would want. Understands the Midwest piece of it, probably the Big Ten piece of it as well. You know, the Stoops name, I do think means something, and it's built a program in Kentucky who has came from really nothing to being a competitor in the SEC. Also, in the weaker division in the SEC, Nebraska in the weaker division in the Big Ten. So that's a sort of one for one there. Maybe divisions don't matter in a couple
divisions
years.
Divisions are dead, Connor.
Gettability. I'm going to call it a 2.
Okay.
I think it would be an odd move if he decided, yeah, I'm going to leave Kentucky for Nebraska. Kentucky's a, I don't know, you know, you wouldn't have said this before Mark Stoops got there, but Kentucky's a halfway decent job. They're putting money into it, and they are in the SEC, which already gets them into the sort of elite club of college football.
Generally,
it's going to be tough to take an SEC coach or another Big Ten coach. Yeah. That's basically where we're at.
Even if you do feel the walls closing in on you at an SEC job, you tend to stay at that job until they politely ask you to leave.
Yeah. Now, things can get out of hand pretty quick, and but I don't know. I feel like they're in a really good sweet spot as far as expectations and reality, and I don't think they want too much.
A lot of times an SEC team will get really good out of nowhere, and they'll be like, okay, let's beat Bama. Got to beat Bama. And I don't really feel that way about Kentucky and their fan base.
Are they – is it too lofty to call them the Wisconsin of the SEC? The success that they've had does not say Wisconsin. Wisconsin right. would be higher.
Smaller sample size as well of them being good.
But have a program, do it their way, you know, understand who they are, and the expectations aren't so sky high. Now, they haven't been to a conference title game, so that, you know, it's sort of Wisconsin light,
right?
I guess. Now, the program formerly known as Wisconsin, I guess. R.I.P. Get abilities, too. Fan buzz if hired. 4?
Yeah, I think fan base would feel pretty good.
You're taking a coach from the SEC. You get the Stoops name. People probably scoff at the Iowa thing at least a little bit, but ultimately, you know, people understand that's sort of the blueprint and who you want to be. Like I said, I think people would look at the resume and say, I don't know. But you have to take everything into account, and the fact that he's in Kentucky matters.
You like what you see, but you'd like to see more?
Sure.
Or bigger?
Like, he doesn't check every box. Mm-hmm. He checks a lot of boxes, but he doesn't check every box. 4. Recruiting acumen. He's got Vince Merrill. You'd think that he would bring him back to Nebraska. That matters. Yeah, I think they'd be able to do it here. They would recruit to a style and a system. This is like a 4. I think they would do a really good job. Projected success. Another 4. Like, I think, you know, you do pretty well. Ultimately, would you butt up against a wall like Bo did, or like, you know,
That's a good comp, yeah. I think.
Would you butt your head up against a wall and people would get frustrated eventually? Probably. At least if it sort of repeats the way it has at Kentucky so far. But, you know, people take 9-10 wins a year, and that gets you back to a certain point. So, yeah. And then you figure out how to take the next step from there. So that's the only thing that holds him back, I think, from being a 5. Chaos factor, I don't think it's particularly high.
Right.
It's not that chaotic. It's only chaotic in the sense that Nebraska is stealing an SEC coach that's well-respected and that has his program humming along pretty good right here. Two? Three?
I'd vote two if you want my...
Two! Two is the pick. Thank you for your vote. Would scare divisional opponents. Five! Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Especially with
what's
the West.
What's Kirk Ferentz saying?
With the West being so uneven right now, somebody could come in and...
Kirk Ferentz is saying, damn, I lost my successor. Yeah, I don't think that'd be the case either. But, you know, developmental program knows, understands that they're not going to get the highest amount of talent, but competes in their division and looks like a really good, solid, fundamental football team, does things the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a five. That's a Big Ten West team. Salary command, probably also five.
It sounds like it. With what he's getting paid now alone.
$7 million a year, you're going to have to take a lot more than that just to coax him out, just to get him to answer the phone. Nine, eight, nine, ten, you know, it would be significant. Five. Awkwardness at opening press conference. Two, just because he's an Iowa guy?
Yeah, feels a little low.
And readiness for job? Five. How can you be, he's been the coach at Kentucky for the last 10 years. Prepares you pretty well, I think, for what you're stepping into at Nebraska. Now, the expectations are a little different. Actually, you know what? That might bump you down to a four. There is a standard, there is an attention, right, that Kentucky doesn't always have because of basketball,
right,
and professional sports in the area and sort of just the culture. So, yeah, okay, bump down to a four there. And fit with Trev. This one always seems to be a little bit difficult to answer because we don't know the people all that well. But from everything that we can see from the outside looking in about their program, it seems like a pretty decent fit. What does Trev want? He wants to be the premier developmental program in the country. And maybe at least the Big Ten. Yeah, I mean, Kentucky's done that at a pretty high clip. They've got some talented guys there, too. And they've picked their spots the right way. This is a four as far as the fit with Trev is concerned. That's the report card on Mark Stoops, who has graded out quite well. Ultimately, is it a gettable option for Nebraska? Haven't heard his name pop up very much at all in this.
You'd feel pretty good.
Like I said,
if you got him.
Almost pipe dream.
Yeah.
Almost pipe dream.
One of those, well, let's just make them say no.
Yeah. I think there's probably a handful of Power 5 coaches who are sitting right now, and you would say, yeah, these guys are, could maybe on our, or they check a lot of the boxes that we want, and we would love to hire them here, but it seems unlikely that we're going to be able to do it, but let's try. I think he probably fits in that category. And that's the report card on Kentucky coach Mark Stoops. He'll be replaced on the wheel, and we'll come up with a new person tomorrow. They may be on the wheel. They may be the new person that's on there.
Paul Christ.
Will he join? Doesn't seem like it from the poll question, by the way. All right, more coming up next here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.